Hi, welcome to Thomas Anonymous with Tommy Natoli. That's me. Have you ever realized at the last minute that you were supposed to be recording your intro part of the podcast, but it was way too late and there was no more time left in the day, so then you ended up just doing it on your phone inside a storage closet? Me too! Crazy, huh? I'm gonna get right into it today. As promised in last week's show, this week's episode has somebody that I love, 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 love. True love. She is an original cast member of the Thomas Anonymous Experience, and she is known around the world as the best hair in podcasting. Actually, I just gave her that name, but whatever. Yes, Michelle with one L is hanging out with me as I bring her up to date with my silly little show. Jimmy, roll the tape! There's not really a Jimmy here. Oh, Jimmy.
I wonder how their sex life is.
They have three children. They don't have a sex life.
You should have asked her.
I could tell. The boys were wearing matching shirts. She had no control over them. The girl was in the car playing on the phone. There is no sex life.
All right. I'm going to make you swear in.
Okay. Did I put my hand on the Bible?
Oh, no. You can put your hand over your heart or, I don't have a book or anything. If you have the book Cunt or something.
You're just going to have to take me at my word. Jesus truth.
All right.
Can I read it right now?
Yep. Because we have to just make sure that you're telling the truth the whole time. The whole truth.
Oh, no. Okay. I, Michelle Spirito, swear that I am not a douchebag. And I am here to have fun and tell the truth. The whole truth. Otherwise, I'm a dick. Ooh. I think that they should put this in the courthouse.
I know. That should that's be just fabulous. The new thing.
Yeah, great. Okay,
So that's what I'm making people do now.
Okay.
We also play a game, but we're going to do that in a little bit. It's a gay game. Well, it's a gay learning game.
Oh, that's a good one. So I need to learn.
I know, me too. Although, I think I know what we're going to learn. Or maybe I don't. I don't know. Hi, what have you been up to? Wants to know what's going on with you.
Oh, I've just been crafting like a crazy lady, making elves for Christmas.
We're in the craft room right now.
It is a disaster in here, and it makes me have anxiety.
Oh, I'm telling you, this is what a craft room looks like.
No, what my craft room looks like.
You could have more shelves. You could get more, like, wall unit things. And
well,
it could all
I'm gonna
be...
I'm going to go to IKEA. They have grocery bag, you know, the plastic bag dispensers there.
Yeah.
That are perfect for vinyl. They're only $2. I got to go to IKEA.
I have one. Well, I have a grocery bag thing on the wall. We keep all the poo bags. They're dog poo bags in there.
That's disgusting.
So they're not full of poo. It's well, so when you're on your way out.
Still.
I know. Well, you gotta pick up the poo, or you gotta pretend to pick it up.
We're talking about the same thing, because this one, you can put, like, a roll of vinyl in it.
Alright, what did I want to talk about today? Oh, okay, so I'm asking everyone 10 questions now.
Okay.
And I'm gonna ask you, maybe I should have sent them to you beforehand. Sorry about that.
I'm pretty quick on my feet, don't worry about it.
That's what I figured. I didn't want you to overthink them. Do you remember the show,
That's all I have to think about, you know.
I would overthink them. Do you remember the Inside the Actors Studio?
Mm-hmm.
With James Lipton?
Yeah.
Did you ever watch it?
I've been turning channels and stuff, unless it was somebody I really liked.
So at the end of every interview, he asks everyone the same 10 questions that he stole from somewhere. So I've stolen all of those questions from him.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
10 of them. We're going through every single one.
Let's do this.
What is your favorite word?
Mayonnaise.
Oh. Why?
Because it's fun to say. Mayonnaise. There's so many different ways to say it. Mayonnaise, that's mayo.
That's the second, we were just at Costco, and for some reason, the big thing of mayonnaise caught my attention, and maybe that's why.
No, I've just always liked the word mayonnaise, because I think it's a fun word.
All right, I'm just saying, my intuition already picked up on the
mayonnaise
was gonna, and I was gonna say something to you in the store about the mayonnaise, but then I was like, no.
Don't.
Yeah. All right, great. What is your least favorite word?
Moist.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No one can see my face.
I know, but I don't like it when somebody goes, oh, this cake is so moist.
That's such a great point.
Yeah.
Or when it's not moist enough.
See? You're like, what is moist enough? What is moist enough?
So you must hate those boxes of cake that say, like, super extra moist.
Yeah. I think moist.
Does it make you think of your pussy?
Yeah. Or other, like, skate, like people that you just look at them and just go, oh no, that girl smells like 1942.
Oh my God. Moist.
I'm or so... armpits. My armpit. Oh God. It's moist outside. Ugh.
I think I just, of dew when I hear the word moist. I think of like,
oh, see, I don't. I like the word dew.
Dew. Well, I don't have anything wrong with the
makes word me think dew. Of fairies in the garden.
Dew does?
Yeah, because they're playing in the dew. They don't want to go, no little fairy is going to go out there and go, oh, the leaves are moist. Let's play.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Oh, my pussy's so moist. Oh, my butt is so moist.
Gross. See, moist butt?
Moist butt.
Okay, let's get over the other word now. Let's go. Okay, we didn't talk about mayonnaise this much.
What turns you on?
Sexually?
No, I mean, no. It could be sexually if you want. It could be like irons.
Wait, the first thing that came into my head... What turns me on is Brian riding around on top of elevators. That just gets me hot. Mm. I don't know what it is about that, but...
Just like that one thing that he does, or would any kind of manly thing...
No, there's something about that.
The elevator.
That turns me on, and there was this one time that he put his hand on my back. And his hand... I know. Well, some guy was trying to hit on me, and Brian put his hand on my back to move me closer to him. And it was so subtle... But just his, because, you know, he has big, giant Shrek hands.
Yeah.
So it was just like, when he pushed me towards him, I just knew I was going to be safe. So that turns me on, to be safe like that.
Did it make you moist?
Wet. Not even moist, just wet.
What turns you off?
Oh, profanity.
What?
Yeah. When people can't...
No fucking way!
I know. No. I don't mean like just like, oh, you know.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but when somebody can't carry on a conversation without throwing the effort in 26 times, I hate that.
And it's more that you hate when someone does it just for the sake of doing it.
Well, they do it so people will look at them.
Right.
And I don't like that because it really makes you look like a dum-dum. It makes you look like you're not educated and you can't speak.
But if someone puts a fuck in where it's clever and...
No. Sometimes you have to say fuck.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, what? But see, even when I hardly ever say what the fuck. I usually go, what the, and just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Or what the heck, or...
I know, I've always loved your non-swears.
Well, it's...
God bless America!
It's, to me, it just requires somebody that's more clever. If you can't, you know, I'm not mentioning any names, but there was one particular person...
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. And, you know, every other word is fuck, and you're just like...
You would be a clean comic. You could be a clean comic.
But every once in a while, I do have to say fuck.
That's all right.
God damn it!
That'll be for your Netflix and HBO special.
Yeah, I don't...
But you could work clean.
Well, yeah, because I think that it just... It's funner.
Why don't you put together an act like the craft lady? The craft lady's stand-up.
Oh, because I don't want to have to work hard.
Me either. Oh, so what sound do you love?
Oh, I love that question. I love the sound of walking in snow.
Oh, that's
I love
a good
the
one.
Sound of a fan that's on. I love that sound. I love the sound of a screen door shutting.
Wow.
Oh, there's so many sounds that I love. But those ones are like the way that your feet sound when you're walking in gravel.
Well,
I
your first one
that.
With the snow is my favorite.
Oh, crunch, 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 crunch. I love that.
And because when it's snowing, it's so quiet.
It hurts your ears. It's silent. Here. Yeah. Yeah, it's deafening, the silence.
Well, you know what's next. What sound do you hate?
Meow, 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 meow.
Anyone who has like a cat voice?
Yeah. People whose voices are annoying. Annoying, annoying,
annoying. Annoying, annoying. I sing that all the time now. What's your favorite curse word?
Cunt.
Wow, you didn't have to think about that at all. Nope. Why?
Because I love that word. And people think it's a swear word, but it's not a swear word. To me, it's a compliment.
You use it as an empowerment.
Damn straight.
Word.
Oh, see, I said damn.
Oh, that's not a swear.
Yes, it is.
Frankly, Scarlett.
I don't give a damn.
That was a swear
word.
That
back was
then.
A swear word. Remember when, oh my God. You're like.
I know.
And you looked over at your mom like, they said, oh my God.
It's not a swear though.
God?
Yeah.
Well, not now. Now it's 2018.
Number 8. What profession other than yours would you like to attempt? Please state your profession for the record.
I'm a stay-at-home crafter. I make stuff.
I think you're already doing it. What, I mean...
If I could do anything other than this?
Right.
This is my dream. This is it. Yeah, being a housewife is... I love being a housewife. That's my... I'm good at it.
Well, then what profession would you hate to have?
A brain surgeon.
Wow. I would just hate retail.
Brain surgery, you have to be on your feet a lot.
Retail, too.
No, because you get breaks. Sometimes if you're operating on somebody's brain, it could take like 20 hours.
They could have a doctor's stool. I would insist
and
on
still,
a doctor's stool.
You're still awake and you don't have a life and you have to have a pager. I know. I watch Grey's Anatomy.
And oh my God, I'm dying.
Okay, my real job that I would hate more than anything
yeah.
would be cleaning the bathrooms at Dodger Stadium.
Oh my God, yes. Someone has to do that.
I know. And that's why when people complain about their job, I say, hey, guess what? You're not cleaning the bathrooms at Dodger Stadium.
Oh God, this is a two-parter, because this is the question that they have, and then I have my own version of it.
Okay.
I'll ask my version first. What do you think happens when we die?
Oh, it's going to be fabulous. You go to the spirit world, you hang out with your peeps, you got a tribe there. It's beautiful. It's not like people talk about heaven. I think it's this place that's just so full of awesome energy and laughter and happiness. And oh my God, it's so cool.
Oh yeah. And I think, ever since I was a little kid, that I used to imagine them putting in a VHS tape, a cassette into a VCR, mm-hmm. and then I would watch my life. Because you have to review the life you just lived.
Not when you first get there. It's too stressful.
Well, I mean, at some point you do.
Well, yeah, but then you have other spirits that are going to be around you to help you through it, and the parts that were hard, and they're going to explain to you why you had to go through this, and what did you learn, and it's like counseling, only without, like, a stupid therapist, because you have people that know.
Wasn't there a book that we read?
Yeah, Journey of Souls.
Okay, because that was, like, you go into... It's like the first part is like you're welcomed by everybody.
Yeah, your party, you're hanging out.
Okay.
You go to your lives with people, the same people.
And then you review like after when you're in school or whatever.
Right, and you talk about it and figure it out and what you still need to learn.
So their version of the question is, if heaven exists, what would you like God to say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Your mom's not here. Go ahead and come in.
I had him tell me, you're stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my God.
I would never want to go to heaven if my mom was there. And if we all had to do the same thing. Oh, my God. How boring. Think the same thing. Do the same thing. Walk around all day going, oh, God is great. God is great. Woohoo!
Oh, my God. That's the best answer I've heard.
Oh, thank you.
You won.
Of course I did.
You've won this trophy. All right. Yay. Barbecue sauce, red peppers. All right. That's my list. When was the last time you had sex with your husband?
This morning.
That wasn't really a question I had, but
I'm
glad
you had.
It was good,
too.
Really?
It was really nice. It was made me happy.
Do you still have sex dreams? Or have you ever had sex dreams? Or was that not? I'm thinking of my hand job dream, so I'm wondering if you've ever had like a dream.
Oh, yeah. Not as much now. I mean, every once in a while I'll wake up and go, what?
Yeah.
But not very often. Mostly because I'm too tired and I drink a lot, so I pass out.
Are you excited for Christmas?
To be over, yeah.
What's your
but
favorite
not
part? That was a gunshot.
No, it wasn't. It's the people taking care of the burned out house. Wait, my favorite part of Christmas is the leading up to.
Like right now?
No, like in September.
No,
yeah,
no, right now between Thanksgiving.
Oh, what's my favorite part right now?
Between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Because it's stressful getting everything done. Okay, decorating my house.
Which is beautiful.
Thank you. I do that the day after Thanksgiving, and I do love that part.
And have you watched Christmas movies?
Every night.
I just stared at your vagina.
Why did you do that? Because I'm fat? Because I have a fat vagina?
No, I have a fat. I'm getting fat right here.
Me too.
Right above my...
private spot.
Peen.
Yeah. Me too.
This would be fupa?
Yeah.
Faux pas? What's it called?
It's not a faux pas.
It's a faux pas.
Yeah. But I don't think we have lint or anything in there.
Oh my God.
Well, some people like have a big roll.
Yeah. No, it's just the beginning of one.
Yeah. Well, I'm old, so you don't have
And then I can push it in and I'm like, oh my God, my dick just got bigger. That's how fat I'm getting right now.
I am too, but my BMI is still okay.
Must be nice. Mm-hmm. I'm way over.
No, I'm a cow, but whatever. I'm going to think about it in March.
BMI, I think I'm just under morbidly obese. I think I'm regular obese right now. But I mean, like, you're obese if you're 30 pounds over what you're...
I still have another 10 before I'm in trouble.
You have room to grow?
Yeah.
Which
is scary.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, now that we're depressed.
I went into a full visual of, like, my private area, and I was like, this isn't appropriate right now. All right, I want to know what Christmas movies you've been watching.
Last night I watched Elf, but I go back and forth because I'm not watching them on, like, Netflix or Prime.
Netflix has horrible Christmas selections.
Well, that's because they want you to go to Prime and buy it.
Oh.
Yeah, but the thing is that because I've watched these movies so many times, I get bored halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I watch it on a regular channel where there's going to be commercials, and then on the commercials, I watch Fixer Upper.
Oh, okay.
So I go back and forth.
All right. I like that. I know what you mean. The movies, I'll put on something like Home Alone and then decorate the tree. Like, put it on while you do something.
Right.
Because I can't really sit through.
Well, that's why, like, last night we started out watching some crazy shoot 'em up, blow up movie.
Of course.
Brian was like, yeah, I'm going to stay awake.
Totally.
And then we don't even get to the beginning credits and he's out. So then I just change it and watch something easy so I can go to bed.
I have my top five Christmas movies. Top five favorite Christmas movies. I should have made it top six because now I want to add White Christmas because that was the last one I watched. Oh, wait. Did you watch the Netflix, the Kurt Russell Santa Claus movie?
No, is it good?
Watch it.
Okay.
Yes, it's good. I mean, it's a Christmas movie, so it's like Christmas movie
Kurt
good.
Russell.
But Kurt Russell is like hot Santa.
Ooh.
So, all right. I watched White Christmas the other night. Did you ever?
Bing Crosby?
Yeah. Did you ever watch that?
I heard he was a dick in real life. I heard that he used, like, beat his kids and put them in a closet.
I'm sure he was. It's super old school. He's like from the 30s and 40s.
Hmm.
Of course he beat his kids.
With the drink in his hand.
But that movie was made in 1954, and he was 35. And if you watch it, he looks like 50.
I know. Bing Crosby has always looked old.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It's kind of like Jimmy Stewart.
But why were they such... Well, Jimmy Stewart's a different... Like, he's attractive, I think.
Was, I do, was too, attractive. But he still looked like an older guy.
But Bing Crosby's not attractive, I don't think.
He never was. He had a great voice.
And I don't believe his eyes are that blue.
They probably were. My dad's are.
You have to watch that movie.
Well, it's colorized. That's not how it really was. They put the color in there. I think it was probably Technicolor. Randy did it.
That's why... That's why I feel like his eyes weren't that blue, they made them extra blue.
Yeah. Because
when you watch that movie, they're doing like a dance scene, and like all I can see are his like
blue eyes.
They're like blue headlights.
Yeah.
So anyway, I didn't make it through that movie. I fell asleep.
Yep. Super white.
All right. Top five.
Okay.
Christmas movies. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Number five. These are my favorites. So
okay.
People can disagree.
Five
or agree.
Is the best, or the
five is the
bottom.
The bottom.
Okay.
And then we're going to make our way to the top.
Go.
Number five is A Christmas Story.
You're going to shoot your eye out.
Yes. It's all right. You know, I like it because they used to play it all day on Christmas.
I liked it because the little kid, Randy, would eat his stuff with his face.
The little boy?
Yeah. Yeah, the smashed potatoes.
I just liked how, not real it was, but just so like oldie. It was like in the 50s or something, right? I mean, they didn't make it then, but it took place then.
No, it was cute. It was cute.
All right, number four is A Muppet Christmas Carol.
Cute.
Seen it?
Of course.
Okay, good. Number three, both Home Alone movies count as one.
Okay, they're the same movie. Different locale.
Well, yeah, we could debate that. But are there any... I watched the first one. I still have to watch the second one. The part that pissed me off the most in the first one, do you remember in the beginning where everyone's running around the house crazy... And Joe Pesci, like, comes as the cop. And then the pizza's delivered.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when the pizza guy gets his money from the mom, he says to the mom, thanks, nice tip. That made me so mad.
Why?
It's a horrible line. Why would you say that? Nobody says that.
He was overacting.
The line should have been just, hey, thanks. Oh, thank. Like, he should have used his acting skills to show that the tip was really good. I'm dissecting and overanalyzing.
Now when he said nice tip, I thought he was being sarcastic and she didn't tip him.
No, she tipped him really well and he smiled and was like, wow, thanks, nice tip.
Oh, I thought he was being sarcastic. Like, yeah, you didn't give me a tip. Yeah, nice tip.
But I think she would have given him, maybe that is it.
Mm-hmm.
But she's so rich.
Hello? Hi. Yeah, you got that all wrong. You overthink that for like 3 days for no reason whatsoever. Now you're gonna have to go back and watch it again.
Now I know. All right, number two, Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon.
I just watched that the other night.
Oh yeah, what's your favorite part? Come on, you gotta pick one.
Probably when he cuts the turkey open and it blows up and the girl starts crying.
I like when she's going to say the prayer and she does, "I pledge allegiance to the flag."
Yep.
Number one movie. Can you guess what my number one Christmas movie is?
The Little Drummer Boy.
No! In fact, that's the worst. I always hated that song.
Why? Because drums don't really go rump-a-pum-pum? It's just...
Yeah, the fact-checking is horrible in that song. But no, it's just so slow and so like...
Well, and there really wasn't even a drummer boy there. Dun, dun,
dun, boom, 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 boom is the best part of the song. No, the number one movie is Scrooge starring Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, too.
That's funny.
It's not even really a Christmas movie. I mean, yeah, it's a Christmas movie, but...
Yes, it is. No, it's not. That movie's the best. Yes, it's like the Christmas Carol.
Really?
Yeah. That's why it's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, no, it was good. I liked a more traditional one. I think my favorite Christmas movie, I love Elf.
I know you do. I fell asleep when I saw Elf in the movie theater in 2003, so...
How could you do that? It was so funny.
I was young. You know, I didn't know any better. I was 20.
Mm. Oh, God. I probably had 23 kids.
I was probably just really hungover.
Probably. I love that movie. I watched that last night.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I just love it when he... Just all the dumb stuff that he says.
But what's in this drink? Uh-oh.
That's it. Ban that song right now.
Oh, my God. What else?
I thought we were playing a game.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Jeez.
Yeah, I have to open Google because I'm going to have to ask it questions. All right. So, the game is... Well, we don't do the other thing because you were already here for all the chapters. So, this is the chapter board. Usually, I have it.
Okie dokie.
And people can look at it and be like, what's that? But you were already here for all that. So, we're going to skip to the next part, which is the more you know game. I really should have fun facts on the back of all these.
Are you sure you're allowed to use that little hashtag, the more you know? Because that's like on Channel 7.
No, I don't really use that hashtag.
Is that what it's called?
No.
Catchphrase, catchline?
Well, I guess it would be a segment, but I'm not worried about it.
Oh, okay. You don't think that Dan Rather is going to call you?
No, because I'm going to call it the gay you know. There we go.
Okay.
The gay you know.
All right. I really like your hair like that.
Thanks.
I really, really do.
Oh, thank you. Yes!
Every time you come over now.
What?
You heard me.
It's kind of a process.
I don't care. You think that this happens all by itself?
I know.
No, it looks really good.
Thanks. I should get some headshots.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you're going to reach in here. I have a hat. Michelle's reaching her hand in the hat.
Can I look?
Yep. You can pick. Tea!
So that means... So tea. What movie? Easy A, when she called the girl a twat in class.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's so good.
Easy okay. A, never heard of it.
I have it downstairs.
So, all of those letters in the hats are like L, G, B, T, Q, you know, the...
Gay stuff.
The gay stuff. Because we have to be responsible and... know what we're talking about.
Okay.
So we're going to learn, every episode, I learn something new. Lesbian fun fact. So, oh wait, you didn't pull the L.
I was wondering, I was going to, do I tell him now or later?
Okay, so T is for trans. T is for trans.
I knew that.
Uh-oh, we should close the door because... If someone hears us talking about trans people...
They're gonna kick me out of this neighborhood.
This is a really racist cul-de-sac.
It is.
Okay.
Wow, it got so quiet.
So quiet. I should have had it like that the whole time.
Oh, well.
Okay, so what do you know about trans people?
I don't.
Here's what I know. I know that last night at the open mic, that trans guy is the Lyft driver, and he sucked off a guy... who was a customer of his, and then he let the guy fuck him. And when the guy found out he was trans, he was like even more into it. And then afterwards he said that her pussy was like a slippery butt.
That is more than moist.
He's like, that was really hot. It's just like a slippery, extra slippery butt. Because it was a gay guy. Anyway.
So trans is somebody that has their parts but dresses... And trans is short for transgender.
Trans is short for transgender. And transgender is... I think what you were saying is like a drag queen. Wait, what were you saying? Someone who dresses?
Like Quentin, not mentioning any names, but when he wears a dress and heels...
Quentin would be gender queer or...
Gender fluid.
gender fluid or gender neutral or non-binary is another term.
Jesus.
I find myself in that category, not as much like Quentin, but I'm trying. My challenge to myself is to buy clothes that I actually want, because I realize I hate boy clothes. I don't want girl clothes, but I don't really want boy clothes either. So,
why do they have to be either or? That bugs me.
What? Exactly.
It's like colors.
But because Quentin, you know, he has no he doesn't feel like he's in the wrong body right now. I mean, who knows? Maybe down the road. I mean, I don't know. I can't speak for anyone. But Quentin isn't trans because he's not transitioning to...
That's what... So when somebody gets an operation, what does that make them? When somebody gets an operation... Now, didn't... Tell me this, because somebody told me that Bruce Jenner, who is now Caitlyn Jenner...
Mm-hmm.
Did she get an operation? Because somebody told me she still has her penis.
She does still have her penis, but she's still trans. She got, I think, breasts put in, and she has hormones and all that. I don't know if I should go to WebMD or Wikipedia.
No! Oh my gosh! That's so much. Because I don't understand.
So, it's like, yeah.
So that. It's like, okay, yeah.
So, it's you're in the wrong body if you're transgendered. You feel like you are in the wrong body. Like,
I don't think that's how Quentin feels.
No, because he's not...
He's not trans.
Trans.
He right. just likes to dress up.
He would be fluid or
okay.
genderqueer or okay, non-binary.
I get that. That's... All right. So, Caitlyn Jenner...
Hmm.
I don't like her.
I know.
I don't. And it has nothing to do with any of that other stuff. I just think she exploited herself for money.
I think she's stupid, honestly. And she's a Republican, so she can go fuck herself. But I wanted to find a transgender fun fact. And then I was going to ask you, do you know... Because I just learned in like 2 episodes ago what the I was for intersexed. So it's not... I used to think that intersex was like Quentin, like a non-binary genderqueer person. But intersex is what they used to call hermaphrodites. So an intersex, LGBTQIA, is for people who are born with...
Both
sets of genitalia. That's
a much better word than...
Isn't it?
Yeah. And it happens all the time.
15 facts about the transgender community that will blow your mind.
I'm ready.
They are more likely to serve in the military. Long article why. Next. The youngest individual to go through sex reassignment procedures. What? This is a horrible list. Thanks a lot, Google. And then Google just told me, well, you should do this stuff before. Okay, the number of estimated people who identify as transgendered is 700,000. I feel like it should be more than that.
Well, there's a lot of people that aren't going to say anything.
The first year transition surgeries were practiced in the States was...
Norway.
The first year?
1973.
Ah, 66.
Shit.
Close.
Uh-uh.
But not. How much gender reassignment surgery can cost?
$163,000.
Oh my, this says $15,500, but I feel like it's more. Bullshit. It's got to be a lot more than that.
That's more. It costs more than that to get your knee x-rayed.
The number of companies with healthcare for transgender workers.
3.
207. I feel like that's fake too. What source is this? What am I on Pinterest? What is this?
Really, you never know, but it's on the internet, so.
Oh, this is sad. The percentage of transgender people who have attempted suicide.
Oh, just about every one of them.
41%, I feel like, is sad. Low.
That's sad.
The date Laverne Cox was nominated for an Emmy.
Who?
This is a horrible list. The Orange is the New Black girl. Yeah. The youngest age a person has undergone reassignment surgery.
12.
16. Number of transgendered in the military. 15,000.
Not anymore, because Trump said no.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, how wonderful.
I think they reappeal that. I think they told him, you can't do that.
I know, and I feel like this is old, too, the number of
it
states.
It probably that have... is. You probably got a list from the 60s.
The number of viewers who tuned into Caitlyn Jenner's 2020 segment. This is a horrible list. Well, there you go, everyone. Another wonderfully planned segment by me, Tommy Natoli.
I thought mine was good, my stuff that I said.
I thought you were great. The actual definition of transgender is denoting or relating to a person whose sense of personal identity and gender does not correspond with their birth sex. Okay, great. So we already know that. We did figure it out.
Yeah. I already knew that part.
And do you... And
so I just get confused when they have the sex reassignment. Then what are you? Just a man or a woman?
I think once you've transitioned, you are no longer trans. Because then you're
okay,
just...
Okay, that makes sense.
Then you're just a woman.
Okay, so...
I vaguely remember...
Caitlin, what is she?
Caitlyn is still transgender because she's not fully transitioned.
She want to? Is she gonna?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I don't read enough up on them to know what's going on. The last I really paid attention, she wasn't commenting on the bottom surgery, if that was happening or not happening, or, you know. I don't know. But yeah, once it's done, you are a woman or a man.
Okay.
At least I heard
someone... So Chaz Bono is a man.
Is a man, I would say. Although, because I think Chaz still was waiting for the bottom surgery to get better.
Well,
so I think he's still a trans man.
Hey, whatever makes you happy, whatever floats your boat.
So when someone asks you, you tell them you're a cis female.
Or I could just say I like dick.
Well, that wouldn't let us know about your gender identity. That would let us know about your sexual orientation.
And I like to have sex with
you're
boys.
A cis girl. You're a cis female.
Why do I have to say cis?
So that...
I don't want to say that. So you don't say straight anymore?
What?
Is that a bad word?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
No, wait, what do you mean you don't say straight anymore?
If somebody says, are you straight or gay, I would say straight.
Yeah.
Why do I have to say cis?
I'm a
cis straight? I don't understand.
No, I mean, if someone were to ask you if you were trans, like your gender.
I'm a girl. I have a vagina. Moist.
But, you know, if you, not that you ever would, I'm not saying that you like, in
a conversation. I don't travel those circles, really.
No. Oh, I have a whole new bit about people asking pronouns. Like, what's your pronoun? I know. I feel like we should laugh, really. Like, we should be laughing at something.
What do you want to laugh about?
I don't know. I just like when we laugh, and then I can end it there.
I don't have anything. Just laugh. Ready? On three. One, two, three. Oh my god, that was great.
I love you.
I love you, too.
And scene. So stupid. Yay, we did it. Thanks for listening, everybody. I will be back next week with the annual Thomas Anonymous very special Christmas holiday extravaganza. Oh yeah, and I've got a special Christmas story to share. At least I think I do. And I'm also gonna have some special Christmas songs for everybody. You can't have Christmas without music. Don't forget, if you want to keep up with me, follow me on Instagram at TheThomasAnonymous. Gotta thank bensound.com for all the music in the show. I'm gonna see you or hear you or talk to you next time. Okay, bye.